For example, when the Nazi eugenics program was first getting wide attention, the Birth Control Review was quick to cast the Nazis in a positive light, giving over its pages for an article titled Eugenic Sterilization, an Urgent Need, by Ernst Rudin, Hitler's director of sterilization and a founder of the Nazi Society for Racial Hygiene. In 1926, Sanger proudly gave a speech to a KKK rally in Silver Lake, New Jersey. One of Sanger's closest friends and influential colleagues was the white supremacist Lothrop Stoddard, author of The Rising Tide of Color Against White World Supremacy. In the book, he offered his solution for the threat posed by the darker races. Just as we isolate bacterial invasions and starve out the bacteria by limiting the area and amount of their food supply, so we can compel an inferior race to remain in its native habitat. When the book came out, Sanger was sufficiently impressed to invite him to join the board of directors of the American Birth Control League. Sanger's genius was to advance Ross's campaign for social control by hitching the racist eugenic campaign to sexual pleasure and female liberation. In her Code to Stop Overproduction of Children, published in 1934, she decreed that no woman shall have a legal right to bear a child without a permit. No permit shall be valid for more than one child. But Sanger couched this fascistic agenda in the argument that liberated women wouldn't mind such measures because they don't really want large families in the first place. In a trope that would be echoed by later feminists such as Betty Friedan, she argued that motherhood itself was a socially imposed constraint on the liberty of women. It was a form of what Marxists called false consciousness to want a large family. Sanger believed, prophetically enough, that if women conceived of sex as first and foremost a pleasurable experience, rather than a procreative act, they would embrace birth control as a necessary tool for their own personal gratification. She brilliantly used the language of liberation to convince women they weren't going along with the collectivist scheme, but were in fact speaking truth to power, as it were. This was the identical trick the Nazis pulled off. They took a radical Nietzschean doctrine of individual will and made it into a trendy dogma of middle-class conformity. This trick remains the core of much faddish individualism among rebellious conformists on the American cultural left today. Nonetheless, Sanger's analysis was surely correct and led directly to the widespread feminist association of sex with political rebellion. Sanger, in effect, bought off women and grateful men by offering tolerance for promiscuity in return for compliance with her eugenic schemes. In 1939, Sanger created the previously mentioned Negro Project, which aimed to get blacks to adopt birth control. Through the Birth Control Federation, she hired black ministers, including the Reverend Adam Clayton Powell Sr., doctors, and other leaders to help pare down the supposedly surplus black population.